Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, listen, no matter who ends up on 12, I mean, I'm talking about all 11 sets of eyes on defense need to know where he is. He's what we call a game wrecker, and if you let a game wrecker on offense wreck the game, that's not going to be good. So he's a guy that we're certainly very concerned about.
All right, that's defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo of the Kansas City Chiefs referring to Nico Collins, and that's for damn sure. Nico Collins, we've seen it. Nico Collins, this is not the first time, Tyler and Clint, that we've seen Nico Collins be the primary and sometimes feeling like the only threat in games, and he has still gotten loose, just like he did last week. Got loose against the Chargers. We saw him last year in that de facto playoff game against the Colts where he got loose, where there were injuries. We saw him against the Browns get loose. We've seen him get loose to the point where he's a Pro Bowler this year and had a great, great season. But as we know, when you start, you've said this a lot, Clint, when you start to run into really good coaches, especially really good defensive coaches, and you get into the playoffs and teams with experience and better teams that have guys, teams are going to try to take away what you do best, right? Not everybody can be like Belichick. Belichick used to always say, I want to make you left-handed. I want to take away the best thing that you do and try to make you beat me other ways. And to me, it is clear, and we have talked about it, the two things that the Texans have going for them from an offense perspective, they got two Pro Bowlers. Nico Collins is one, who we just heard Steve Spagnuolo talking about as a game wrecker, and it is real. And Joe Mixon is the other. We talked about it yesterday. Those guys have to perform. But, Clint, I don't even know if that will be enough, right? If that will be enough for them to perform, they need at least somebody else to step up to be a threat. They need somebody else to be able to come to the party when they, I think, employ ways of just flat trying to take Nico away or flat trying to take Joe Mixon away. And, by the way, this has been one of the best rushing defenses in football this year going in it to begin with. So I ask you and the people, who is the third person? Who is the person that you feel most likely and needs to be the guy that steps up? There are candidates out there. Mechie, we'll see if Woods plays. Hutchinson will have a bigger role. Schultz, who is the third guy to you?
Well, I think the third guy should be your $12 million a year tight end, Dalton Schultz. That should be, but I've seen all I need to see from Dalton Schultz. He's not creating separation. He's more of a possession tight end. I mean, I watch football every Sunday, Thursday, Monday, and I see tight ends that I don't even know who the hell they are making more plays and impacting the game in bigger ways than Dalton Schultz. And so, it should be Dalton Schultz given what that contract looks like, but I don't have any confidence that it's going to be that guy. I believe it's going to be John Mechie. We've talked a lot about John Mechie today, and I just tell you, there's something about John Mechie that I got a really good feeling about. And that's hard for me to say, because typically when you go to fumbling and dropping the ball and the team continuing to give you opportunities, I typically bow out a little quicker than the team does. I think there's something with John Mechie. We're starting to see him create the separation necessary. There's clearly some chemistry there with C.J. Stroud. And again, call it what you want. Being CJ, being the quarterback's best friend when you're a wide receiver or a pass catcher of any kind is never a bad idea. And so I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity given to him from the team. I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity in the moment given to him from CJ Stroud. And at the end of the day, we've seen Dalton Schultz open several times this year, and CJ Stroud is looking elsewhere. I just think John Metchie ends up being that guy, Ron. I think it's a fair question to ask in the sense of do they have enough weapons and who is that weapon? But I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's fair. I'm not worried about it. Whether it's Dalton Schultz or John Metchie, I'm still going to lean back into, Ron, what we said early in the season when all the injuries started hitting these wide receivers. C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick have done their best work when they worry about getting the ball to one guy, and that's number 12. Move him around, put him in the backfield, throw him the screen, leave him outside, throw him the screen, throw him the quick game, throw him the mid-range game, throw him deep. When they got one guy to worry about getting the football to and then everybody else kind of just plays off of him, those two guys operate better. I'm not saying it should be that way because you'd like to think that Diggs and Tank and all these other pieces, Dalton and all these other pieces, would make this offense more explosive, but that just never came to fruition. That's not the case with this group. The best Texans football that we've seen, Nico Collins was without a doubt, first and foremost, the priority on this offense. And so, I lean back into that of we've seen, what have we seen, 30-plus games, 35-plus games of Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, and their best work was done when number 12 was the only guy that was ever made priority, and everybody else was an afterthought. Everybody else was, if we can't scheme Nico open, then I'll get you a couple touches. So I just feel like there's a good chance that if they're going to win this game and they're going to put their best foot forward product-wise offensively, is that we just need to focus getting Nico the ball and let CJ play otherwise.
Yeah, you definitely need to get him going. I think there's going to be points where they aggressively try to just force that not to be the case.
Sure.
And if you do, it's going to be big risk, and there's going to be matchups where other guys are one-on-one, whatever it is.
Well, now, it wasn't the Chiefs, so I don't want to act like it was against one of the better defenses in the league, but at the end of the day, you and I have had this conversation a million times. Like, how in the world do you go out there and let the first drive, if not the first play of the game, C.J. Stroud hit Nico Collins over the top on a post? That's the only guy you got to worry about. That's a number one problem.
No, they did it.
Like there were times last year when it was like, Nico's all you got, man, and we ain't real sure how real Nico is at this point. And Bobby's taking him out of the backfield and throwing swing screens to him and doing all kind of different things, getting him touches. Now he becomes hard to tackle again, and it's productive. So the question is, will we see that approach from Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, not just focus on getting Nico the ball, but move him around and have Nico packages where he's hard to nail down where he's going to be. If they're going to tilt their coverage to Nico Collins, if you had Tank and you had Diggs, you can play their tilt. Hey, we're going to put Nico over here to my left. I know you're going to tilt everything over there. We got now these concept strong side are going to work tenfold better, right? You don't have that right now. So now the better approach is to take Nico and move Nico around and make them just get exhausted trying to chase him down and figure out where the hell he's going to be, and they can't tilt their defense to him. That is the way that we've seen Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud and Nico do their best work. I got to believe that's a big part of what they're going to do to Saturday.